Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we are back in the studio doing another study session using the Alla Prima method. I'm sticking with still lifes for now as a form of practice since it helps me immensely with shadows and colors. Plus, painted still lifes always look amazing. They have such a classic feel. Be advised that this is a lengthy video. That is because I like to show the entire process with minimal cuts so you can watch the painting come to life as well as sharing some of my thoughts. For me, it's quite cathartic rewatching these videos over once I've finished editing them, so I figured it would be cathartic for you as well. It's nice seeing all the details come together like some form of dance, except instead of ballet shoes, I have a brush. So if you stay until the end, you have my deepest gratitude. For those that have been following me since the beginning days of my art and witnessed my growth and journey, you have no idea how much I appreciate your patience with me. It's been about 4 years since my studio became a place void of any life or creativity. Paint was drying up and canvases remained blank. I was also going through a very stressful time in my life and I had no desire to create any art. And if you're an artist like me, you know the gut-wrenching feeling of not having the desire to do something you're passionate about. However, I did find another outlet, which was through my writing. I picked poetry back up and even self-published my poetry collection, 125 Days, which I wrote back in 2015. I started to perform and opened myself up more to everyone to show all my different sides. During that time, my art studio became a strange place, and my journal became the sacred one. So in reality, guess I should say I didn't truly stop creating art. It more so bloomed into another form. But I still had the nagging feeling, almost like a silent continuous tapping in the back of my mind that kept telling me I was neglecting my art studio and I just didn't know when that passion would come back. I would pray for it often and pray for relief during those times. Eventually, those prayers would be answered. They say when everything begins to fall apart, it's actually all falling into place. And let me tell you, my life started to fall into place. Eventually, I had to uproot from my living situation unexpectedly. I wasn't quite ready for it, but it wasn't the first time I've had to abruptly leave home without a plan. So I wasn't afraid. My faith is very strong. Fortunately, we did have somewhere to go temporarily in the meantime as we got ourselves together. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and my amazing husband who has been my rock and calm in the storm throughout this wild ride. When this happened, I lost my studio and my desire to make art suffered even more. However, I still tried to make the effort by practicing small oil paintings at the kitchen table. This is when I decided to transition from acrylics to oils. I would also still write poetry during this time to process everything I was feeling and going through, just like I did in 2015. Things soon became calm, smooth waters. It was the most serene I'd felt in a long time. The stress was withering. Then in 2024, we moved again, but not just any house, a special house. And that house was my grandmother's. Let me tell you, my love runs deep for my grandmother's house. I still have the memories of me running around in the yard and seeing her in the living room watching TV with my granddad. I remember watching her on the front porch as she'd water her rose bushes. I would always envision myself in the sunroom painting and making sculptures. And right now, you're watching me paint these pumpkins in that room. When it feels like everything is falling apart, it's really all falling into place. When we first moved in, my desire to create didn't immediately come back to me. I sometimes wondered if it ever would, or if I even lost the passion completely. But then over time, I'd get those once familiar urges that would nudge me into the new studio. It started with small sculptures, to then paint from the palette onto the canvas. Now I'm noticing the gap between new works of art is starting to get closer and closer. I'm starting to feel the creative energy flow in abundance once again, and I'm not sure where it's taking me, but I'm letting it flow through me without hesitation because I haven't felt it in so long. It feels like finding a long-lost friend and you start getting to know each other once again. So why am I telling you this? Well, for one, so many of you have been so supportive of my creative journey, and for a while, I felt some guilt because I felt like I was neglecting my art and those who have collected my work. It felt like I was letting my supporters down and myself. I have a special way of communicating with the world through my art and writing. If you look at my older paintings and read my poetry, it's my memoir. I've always left breadcrumbs in my work so you know where I'm at in my life and what's going on. You just have to know where to look. And two, because I know there are others like me out there. Whatever situation you might be going through, you feel like your spark is gone. You feel disconnected from yourself and you're constantly wondering if you're going to get it back. Even with the small efforts you make, it may seem like it's not enough. Well, let me tell you, yes, your spark will come back. But it's not going to be what you used to know. It's going to be completely brand new, yet familiar. It's getting to know yourself all over again. When everything falls apart, you're really just shaking off dead leaves that will eventually become the soil that enriches you. Falling into place, taking the time that is required for you to bloom again, bigger and better. I've realized it's important to not rush this process because really you're in a season of rest and transformation, even though it might not feel like it. That takes time and you will bloom again when you're supposed to. When that happens, it will happen gradually, and you might not notice it at first until one day it hits you and you go, there it is. Pumpkins are quite symbolic. Pumpkins are more notably associated with fall and Halloween. But did you know pumpkins also symbolize abundance and transformation into new beginnings, turning from a small seed into a large fruit? They are also quite resilient. They have thick rinds, strong cell walls, and vines. Their vines can recover from significant damage and can grow new roots from their leaf nodes, which can help them thrive even if the main vine is compromised. Their ability to develop secondary roots and vines helps them withstand many environmental challenges that may occur. My sister always calls me Pumpkin, and it puts a smile on my face because I think it's quite fitting. Lately, I've been reminiscing on the dream I had back in 2015, maybe late 2014. I remember seeing a house with everything falling out and slowly being rebuilt back up until it stood firm again. Soon after that dream, I lost everything and didn't know how long it would be till I got it all back. 10 years later, that house has been rebuilt. And just like the vines on a pumpkin, my roots have held me through. My family has been a major part throughout this phase of my life, and I'm deeply grateful to have been blessed with the family I do have. I'm also deeply grateful for my husband for supporting me along the way and helping me maintain my sanity. I've officially have entered into a new phase of my life that I'm truly excited about. I'm eager to see the new art my spirit and I will create while enjoying this season of bloom. Me and my spirit have a lot of catching up to do with my art. And even though it feels like I'm starting all over again, I'm actually right where I'm supposed to be. Now, I want to take this time to share my deepest gratitude and say thank you to each and every one of you. I appreciate you for staying until the end, watching me paint these beautiful pumpkins while listening to my story. I hope it was as cathartic for you as it was for me. And remember, when it feels like everything is falling apart, it's really all falling right into place. Take care of yourself and have a wonderful day.